Welcome, everyone, to the Penny Arcade Staff Podcast.
There's so many people reaching for their volume
knob. Hell
right
just
now.
Happened.
Wow, that was impressive, Josh.
All right, who do we have here?
Levin. By the way, that intro got me really excited. I'm ready to
I bet
talk
everyone's excited
on this podcast.
I'm hard.
That's.
David's here, Kiko's here, Faylar's here,
no,
Robert's
no,
here.
No, no, everybody's supposed
Dave,
to speak
gotta,
so that they can
well,
hear
Dave's
their
not saying anything.
Dave, no,
you're
Dave
already 12
first.
Minutes late.
Damn it.
He's just out walking in the swamp.
That may be true. Hi, this is Dave Kaufman.
Kiko.
Faylar.
And Robert.
All right. So, what have we all been up to?
Oh, is there anything we want to talk about this week?
I think some people want to talk about the game they've been obsessed with.
Oh, Thornwatch?
No. Titanfall.
Good answer, though.
Oh.
I appreciate
that's
that.
Good plug. Titanfall?
Good plug.
So, okay, so who here has played Titanfall? Has everyone played?
Yeah.
I played the beta a little bit.
Dave raised his hand.
Everyone raises their hand.
Yes, I raised
everyone
my hand.
Played it.
I know Kiko's the best.
So I'm the best at everything.
He's the best on Xbox One.
Yes. Fair. I am not very good. I've only played, after last night, I've logged a total of 40 minutes.
Well,
so
that would help if you played more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't really have a lot of time.
Well, yeah, neither do I. That's why I haven't played the...
It's a good game. I enjoy it. I'm always number one on attrition maps because no one knows how to play attrition map, or hardpoint maps, rather.
Who plays hardpoint?
It's in the campaign.
Hardpoint is the domination, right?
Yeah, it's where you know actually have to take objectives and defend them and recapture them.
Yeah, you get so many points just sort of sitting there.
So you are number one of sitting at a point.
Good job.
Yeah, I'm nice. The best.
Man,
I nice. Learned from Jamie. She is the an example
she
for everyone.
Is that all everyone's playing right now?
I'm playing Walking Dead also.
Ooh.
Season 2.
I'm waiting for Walking Dead. I don't even know if this is even a possibility. I'm waiting for it to be on the Xbox One because I have no interest in re-plugging in my 360.
You plug it into your Xbox One.
My TiVo is already plugged into my Xbox One.
Can you plug your 360 and your TiVo then into your Xbox One?
No, I can plug it in directly into the TV.
That's true. See.
You
was that a joke?
You don't play it on your computer?
Play
Walking
what?
Dead?
No, because Vizel needs to watch. When I play, and it's
a really cool game
you
to
can
watch.
Plug it into the TV. I don't know, that's what I did.
It's complicated.
When Carol wanted to watch. It's not that complicated.
Listen, I just want them to release it on Xbox One so I can press a button and then play it.
Look,
or I can tell the
plug
Kinect.
Here's the thing with Kiko. Like his computer setup's upstairs, his TV setup's downstairs. It's complicated, man.
Listen, if I have to walk
laptop.
Upstairs, deals off.
Yeah, it's bedtime.
Right?
No, laptop.
You know, I did actually plug in my 360 recently to play Final Fantasy 13 3 Lightning Returns. And I was a big fan of 13-1, 13-2.
How did you like it?
Hated it. It was terrible.
It's very different from what I read from reviews.
I shocked at how...
Is it an action game?
Yeah, I mean, I guess its battle system is more along the lines of like a Grandia, but it just doesn't pull it off the same way. And I think there's just too much going on at any given time. And again, like I was really disappointed just because I was a fan. I was a fan of 13, 1, and 2. And I don't know if very many people were, but I don't know. I thought I had some pretty metered expectations for 3 just because sequels to original Final Fantasy games I'm usually not a fan of. But yeah, I just couldn't get into it. I sunk probably 5 or 6 hours and I had to stop.
Well, you played a lot longer than I would have.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm a glutton for punishment when it comes to Final Fantasies.
You're more accepting.
Yeah. Oh, I am absolutely more lenient on an understanding of Square Enix than most people, I think.
I've also been playing a little bit of, or at least a little bit, of
Plants
vs. Zombies.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, the FPS. It's okay. I guess.
Good
I
review.
Know.
Good
it's,
review.
It's fun, but I don't like a lot of the classes, so it makes it hard.
So do you play it with Carol or
yeah.
or
sometimes or just
do you play it with youngins? Like,
yeah.
And is that a
they've been playing it more than I have.
They have?
Oh yeah, they constantly.
Do they like it? I mean, because like
they like it. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's a third person shooter that isn't violent. Well, you know, in the sense of like Call of Duty violent or anything like that.
Yeah, I guess. It's violent. You know, you kill things. You kill plants. You kill zombies. It's violent.
Yeah, but it's gardening. You're just gardening, yeah.
It's not gardening.
Farming.
It's shooting. You're killing. It's not farming. You're not farming anything.
Harvesting
you
crops.
Are a living cactus, and you get killed by a zombie.
It's true. Plants have feelings, too.
That's brutal, man.
Go fucking strap yourself to a tree or something, all right?
Hey, he's the guy with all the weapons. He doesn't mind killing.
Yeah,
he's just, you know, identifying.
He is merely just trying to get under my skin. I see it.
There you go.
I see what's happening.
Anybody else playing anything?
I think we should talk about Jeff.
I think we should talk about Titanfall.
Yeah. And Jeff's dislike of Titanfall, which is wrong.
Jeff isn't a shooter person. It's hard to like Titanfall if you don't like first-person shooters.
He doesn't like shooters? I thought he did.
We've tried. You know, he didn't stick to Halo. He didn't stick to Modern Warfare. If you don't like a shooter...
It's more than that, though. He doesn't understand why it's good. Like, Jeff comes from the sort of, you know, academic appreciation of games. He runs the PAX 10, you know, evaluation process. Like, he should know how to get games.
There's a lot of shaking heads.
Well, he put together the little form thing based on the Nintendo evaluation
10 years ago
method. Still, he comes at it from a producer mindset.
And just for the record, Dave runs that process. Just for
Dave runs it. Jeff came up with the form. So
Jeff copied and pasted something.
So what you're saying is Jeff's sort of lauded professional viewpoint of what makes a good game is actually bullshit.
No, I'm saying that clearly in terms of genres, your original assessment was right in that FPSs are not Jeff's thing.
I don't even know if he likes to
You can understand what makes a good FPS if it's not your thing.
So what makes Titanfall a really good FPS
then? Wait, before we even get into that, I'm curious, what is Jeff's opinion of the game? Because the only thing I've heard him say is that he's disappointed there's no single player.
He doesn't understand why people think it's good.
He thinks it's overrated. And I think what makes it great, and I'm willing to call it great now after my whole 40 minutes of playtime, because there are giant fucking robots in it.
The end.
The end.
I'm not a big fan of robots, actually. I mean, the game's cool. I don't know if it's great yet. I haven't played it enough, but most robot games I don't like. I think the robots are cool in this game.
Well, what's nice is the robots make you feel very empowered, and I think that's the really that's the good that's the thing that they got right, and the thing that
except
they need
when
to
you're going
right.
up against another Titan.
Then you get to take down a robot. That's cool.
Yeah, I prefer playing on foot.
Yeah,
I don't like being in the robot.
Yeah, I haven't gotten used to the robot yet. It's too big.
Once I switched to my anti-Titan gun, turns out I have no idea how to switch back. So, if anyone wants to tell me that right now. Go ahead.
I don't use the default control setting.
D-pad.
Yeah, it's the D-pad.
Oh, is it D-pad?
Well, that's the D-pad to switch
but
to.
But there's
the same thing.
You can still.
There's
a button for weapon switch, and if you're using your anti-Titan weapon, if you weapon switch, it'll go back to your default weapons.
Oh, so you don't press the anti-Titan button?
No,
again.
No, that's
why
dumb.
Not?
Why would you do that?
I think that still works.
It doesn't. I assure you, it does not.
For sure, it's why.
So you've played it, Josh?
I have only played the demo. I have it. I just got it yesterday though, because I was sick. So I haven't played the full version yet, which I'm looking forward to. More maps and more guns.
Yeah.
And more robots.
Smart pistol's pretty cool.
I don't like the smart pistol.
No, it's the best thing
I think it's
that's ever
sweet.
Happened.
It's kind of lame.
Pretty great. And then when you start to understand the wall running and the double jumping.
That's what I like.
That's
pretty fun.
It's such a tribes feel to it. I mean, Levin is a huge fucking tribes guy.
Levin's really good at tribes.
He's a tribesman.
That's a detriment for me playing this game because I'm not used to machine guns and stuff.
That's right. They have weird guns.
Like, it's not, it's double jumping. It's not really flying though, but I mean, it is fast paced, but I'm used to like running out into the field and trying to kill people, and that doesn't work in Titanfall.
For like miles.
It's not worth destroying. That's awful.
Yeah, you don't really fly in Titanfall like you can do in tribes.
But it's really cool to parkour up a building and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And run away from people. And even like, I don't know if you've ever tried to the hook onto the building, like if you're
I never like I don't want to stop moving because I play the assassin with a smart gun, so if I stop moving I die. So I never want to hang from the side of a building.
I actually hang inside rooms and then wait.
Well, actually that's smart. I should start doing
cool.
that.
I didn't
yeah
that's
do
nuts.
That
mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
That wasn't in the beta.
No, it was. Okay. The hanging
was it
yeah
Is there a button for
hanging? Why didn't they teach you that in the tutorial?
They don't teach you that in a tutorial.
I know.
Ask Jerry. He knows how to do it. I keep asking him, and then I forget when he tells me.
Like
to do
on the PC, it's the aim button.
Oh yeah, it's the left bumper, I think, or the left trigger. Left trigger.
So while you're left mantling, trigger. You just hit that and you
left
stop.
Hold the left trigger, I guess.
I would have never figured that out. Down.
And you just hang. Yeah.
So if you're running on a wall, you can hold it, and then you just stop.
And do you aim as well?
Yeah, you can aim.
Oh, that's nice.
No,
that's
pretty
nice.
That is the aim button anyway. Yeah, so that makes sense.
Yeah.
They're so smart.
Pretty sweet.
Well, it doesn't zoom in.
Oh.
But you're already hanging there. You just.
No.
Yeah.
It's like pew, pew, pew.
What a good game.
All right. We done with Titanfall? We done talking about Titanfall?
Oh, tip if you're a smart gun user, throw your grenades, target them, and shoot them.
Oh, yeah. I saw your video. I saw your video.
Turns out people don't know that you can do that. Yeah. And it's really useful.
That's really cool.
So you love the burn card with limitless grenades then?
No.
Oh.
I love the burn cards that just up your base stuff, like your smart pistol upgrade.
Burn cards, you earn cards, and then you can
use. You haven't unlocked burn cards? Things. Oh my god.
We played 40 minutes.
I played for an hour and unlocked them.
All right, so now that we have done the math, I think that we can ascertain that, in fact, I have not unlocked.
But
the
no, that's
cards.
A that's another huge thing that distinguishes.
So upset right now.
That's another huge thing that distinguishes it from, you know, the genre, is these little cards that you can use that work with in one spawn, and they give you an upgrade.
Yeah,
for
they're
that
disposable.
Spawn.
Okay,
they're disposable, cool. And you earn them randomly. It's super interesting because it changes the way that you play the game for that particular spawn. And it really mixes things up and makes things, it just amps up the fun.
Yeah.
Especially unlock those burn cards.
That great. All right.
That's your mission.
No wonder I'm not at the top of the leaderboards. It's because I do not have the burn cards yet.
You might even have them. You just didn't know that you had them because you're just playing.
Or FPSs, but do they have like grunts and stuff like that? Like
no, that's the next gen innovation is really the grunts.
Cool. And two kinds of grunts too.
Yeah, I'm really good at killing that Spectre guy.
Yeah,
my God, he really hates me.
You can't win games if you don't kill grunts.
Yeah, that's like the core of the game. Really, it's not about the players; it's about hard.
That's what I was
grunts,
thinking.
Yeah. Boy, you've learned a lot from your 40 minutes, man.
I was on GameFAQs a lot.
Oh.
Yeah. So anyway, all right, done talking about Titanfall?
I guess.
Fine.
I mean,
it's so good.
Yeah.
I mean, other than the fact that Levin doesn't want to play with his friends.
Levin.
Well, I don't like playing first-person shooters on console.
Got a new Dave Kaufman here.
He still played the Xbox One.
I trained Dave.
That's true.
I trained Dave to get used to the controller on the Xbox.
If he wants to play with anybody else, he's got to play on the Xbox. That's the way it is. Levin.
Kiko put me through a very intense training regime.
I would call it rigorous.
Rigorous on Call of Duty Ghosts, where I learned many things. And I went from getting like a 20% kill-to-death ratio.
I'd be open to
something
this,
like a
this
50.
Training.
So wait. I mean, what I really want to be able to do is play 6v6 with everyone here. Right, I mean, we have enough people.
I think you're the only person that wants that.
I want that.
I like to play against. I like taking our group and
on the road.
On the road.
Yeah.
I know you hate that. You're the only one that hates it. I think.
I mean, I
don't
listen
to my friend Dave here.
Yeah, I don't like playing strangers.
I like killing everyone. I like killing everybody, including everyone in the office. But I know that a lot of people in the office don't like playing against each other.
I like playing against you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what you are actually saying is you just want to play against me.
Well, like. Like when we were playing Halo, right? I mean, that's how we would do it. We would constantly just make sure we're on opposite teams. And,
right, but people didn't. I don't think other people liked it. We loved it.
I didn't dislike it, but I like going on the road and dominating other people.
Yes,
like that's cool.
All right,
that's fun.
That's team building.
We're in our 30s. That's not going to happen as often.
It happens plenty. It happens enough. That's good enough. Winning
Hard
against other
maps.
People.
You know what our fucking 14-year-old competitor is doing right now?
I don't care.
While we're recording
a
podcast, they're playing Titanfall.
And when we win, we're like, yeah, fuck you. You play for hours. I play for 5 minutes.
They're
kicking your
unlocking
ass.
All of their weapon mods.
They have
right
burn cards.
Now.
I don't have burn cards.
You have burn cards. You just don't know where they are.
To be fair, he probably doesn't have them yet.
Yeah, you got
to. You don't get them to level 10 or 6. I don't remember.
I'm level
30. I level so fast. I don't pay attention.
Yeah.
How did you get to level 10 in an hour and he's at level 3 in 40 minutes?
It turns out if you're good at things, you level faster.
Oh,
burn. And Kiko played the beta. He's already familiar with the mechanics.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, yeah, he did play the beta, yeah. Probably a whole shitload.
Yeah, that's what I was also thinking.
We had like 6 days.
Yeah, I played it for like 3 matches.
Yeah, but you played it for 20 hours a day. That's a lot.
I tried.
I understand.
How quickly did you get to level 14 or whatever it was? That was the max, right? 14?
That was actually pretty quick.
Yeah,
you cap out very fast.
I don't know. It took me a while.
I played one match in the beta and stopped. So.
Well,
because I couldn't find any of my friends to play with.
You don't play with your friends. You play with your enemies.
Well, anyway, this is what I'm saying. I think there's going to be I think that there will be 2 groups that play Titanfall.
I'd do 6v6.
Yeah, I don't mind doing it, but I prefer to beat other people.
Well, okay. Well, this kind of parlays into my next question, which is, does that capability even exist? Do we know if we party up as 12, if we go into a Titanfall game, does it go 6v6, or if there's a cap to 6 party per game?
No idea.
From what I understand, it's impossible right now.
I think there's only 6. I don't think you can go
in Xbox Live.
Yeah, Xbox Live.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean on the PC, you can't like have a huge party.
What is even the likelihood of that happening in the next 2 months?
Is there not possible. Private matches?
There's no private matches.
No.
I think it's possible, especially what I think, and in my mind, I sort of realize that constantly, when you have such an amazing, solid base product, just constantly pushing out features is an amazing piece of marketing. Like, to be like, oh yeah, hey, now we have private matches. Oh hey, now we have improved that sort of thing.
This will be the first game where I buy a season pass. Like, with no question.
Have they said what entails?
Like, I mean, free DLC. Like,
well, I mean, is it new mechs? Is it
you get a hat for your avatar?
Here's the thing: is I don't care.
Wow!
Whatever they release, I will want.
That's wow!
And that's the first time that's ever happened.
You get to pimp your Titan.
See, that would be worthwhile if you can customize it.
Put a gold chain on him.
Yeah. Can you not change them at all?
Yeah. Just the game elements.
No colors or
no
anything.
No paint, no antennas or whatever.
I mean, this is the first game that I have, like, I didn't get a chance to play it at PAX.
Mm-hmm.
And we can all agree that the hype was just ridiculous on this game.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first game that I've played that was better than the hype, personally.
Hmm.
Like, that's never happened.
Final Fantasy VIII.
That's not that great.
Walking
nine's the one.
Dude, are you kidding?
Nine
me?
Is better.
Her name is Dagger. Ugh.
Whose name is Dagger? Huh? I changed their names, man. And who's her? It's a dude.
Okay, you're thinking of Zidane.
Yeah.
The princess.
No? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Garnet.
I don't know. I named him Cha-Cha.
Gibberish to me.
Cha-Cha.
Because he looked dumb, so I named him Cha-Cha.
You named him Cha-Cha.
I think so. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Gave him a stupid name. Stupid.
Because it's a stupid game. All right.
No,
so you
awesome game. Stupid.
So you think that Titanfall is going to get a pretty long run, whereas...
I think by design it will. Like, they're not thinking of this as a...
As an annual thing?
No, I don't think so.
Huh.
I think that they're looking at extending the life cycle of the game, just in the means of... there's a couple of things. One, the fact that like all the copyright information, like when the game loads up, it's clear that Respawn owns the IP.
Yeah. I went to lunch with Jerry and we talked about that.
I thought that was really interesting.
Really interesting.
Which means that there's not going to be doing the AB studio thing, which means a sequel like probably isn't being developed right now. Oh, it might be like in a small sort of team conceptually, but it's not like EA is handing off development to Titanfall 2. Like, I don't think.
So you're not you're not thinking about the typical annual release.
I don't think so.
You think it's going to be month to month?
I think
constant.
So. I think
that'd
so.
Be awesome.
I think that'd be great.
That would be. I mean, if they want to make this a huge franchise, if they throw away all your customers every year
for a launch,
I mean, you can do that with Call of Duty and whatnot. But for a new IP, it might be better to.
I'm interested to see what happens.
Pump up
and again, this is all speculation. I really haven't talked to anyone in the industry about what's
just theorizing. Happened. What was the last game that we all played together in the office that Duck.
Modern Warfare 2.
That was a long time ago.
That was a while ago.
And we were playing that.
That was fun.
Almost every night, weren't we?
Yeah, and I'll be honest with you, I wasn't a huge fan of it.
I love that game. That was super good.
And it's not because of the game is bad. It's actually just because it's the fast-paced nature of that type of
tactical nature
bothers me. Like, I like how slow Halo is.
Right, yeah. Halo is more of an arcade.
Yeah.
But why did that stick longer than Halo?
It's always about timing. It's always about what's going on in the year for us.
I guess that's true. But you think that, will Titanfall release this year at the worst possible time for the office to play it?
No, it didn't. It actually released at a pretty good time. Because
a month before PAX?
Because after PAX, we actually have a five-month break before PAX Prime. Now, will it stick? No. Nothing does.
Not anymore.
Nothing does. Yeah, I mean, after this, we're gonna be playing Bungie's game. You know,
Destiny.
We're gonna be checking out Destiny, and then after that, you know, I mean, there's so much to look forward to in terms of
when does Destiny come out?
September.
Oh, well, I mean, if it lasts all summer, that'll be something.
But there's beta.
It potentially could last through the summer. I mean, do you remember the Halo 3 beta? We played that nonstop.
Yeah, we played that.
Was that the Halo video time one? Which was the Halo where we all started bringing in?
That was three.
That was three, but that was retail three. Release.
Yeah.
But I'm saying during the beta, we played nonstop. And that was a long beta, as I recall.
Yeah, but all of them since didn't really stick for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Probably just timing.
If not everyone else is playing, at least for me, I don't really like to play a first-person shooter too much by myself unless it has some sort of amazing campaign I want to play. Mm-hmm. I won't pick it up and play it. I'll play something else.
I never even launched the Call of Duty Ghosts single-player campaign.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I think I'm on my third prestige level.
Because I didn't have time. I only had time to do multiplayer and get
better
at that.
I don't really have any interest in the single-player for first-person shooters.
I liked Call of Duty 2's campaign.
I played that one.
Yeah.
But I don't know, if I'm going to spend my time, it's not going to be playing against robots.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Ironically.
Especially if it doesn't affect your online like leveling and stuff like that.
Yeah, like I want to be earning constantly.
But don't know the game, I'll usually play through a campaign. That's why I played through that campaign, because I've never played Call of Duty before. I played through
Titanfall
Halo's
should be perfect then.
Campaign.
Because you're earning and learning.
Earning and learning.
I liked Halo's campaign.
I hated it. It was so
awful.
Really liked
them.
I enjoyed them.
I really liked the story to Halo.
I mean, I guess the story wasn't bad. I just didn't like playing the campaign. I just whatever about it was not fun to me. I don't really like space games in general. I don't like space guys. I don't like lasers.
Do you not like science fiction?
But depends on the science fiction.
Who's this guy?
Like, I like Firefly because it's not traditional.
No, it's barely sci-fi.
Exactly. I like it. I like sci-fi if it's not normal sci-fi.
So
it's
not the
sci-fi
environment that you dislike. It's the tech? Like, you want cannons?
Lasers don't feel damaging enough to me.
Do you like Star Wars?
It's fine. It's got cool laser swords. If they were just going pew, pew, pew at each other,
okay, you
the
only
whole
like lasers.
Time, that'd be boring.
You only like lasers if they're swords.
So well, that like cuts through. That's solid. You know, that's like slice. That's a thing, not like zap, zap. Look, you got a little burn mark.
Learning
you must be hurt.
So much about Josh right now.
What about Transformers?
What about Transformers? I haven't watched any of those crappy movies.
What about Battlestar?
Old Transformers, sure. Those were cool. The cartoon that was really bad.
But they only had
two pews.
That's true.
They fought with their fists.
No. Most pew-pews.
I don't remember.
G.I. Joe.
Pew-pews.
They only had laser guns.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, G.I. Joe. I mean, that was a kid. I don't know. I was a kid. That was cool.
I was dumb.
I don't know. Yeah.
I was a dumb kid.
I just like.
I like stuff that was dumb.
G.I. Joe was cool. I don't know. I like He-Man, though. He-Man was awesome.
Okay, now you're weird.
He-Man was awesome.
Did you like Thundercats, too?
Thundercats was pretty cool, but He-Man was better.
What about GoBots?
I used to go, I have the power all the time when I was a kid.
Voltron.
I could see that.
It's cool. I liked him.
Okay, what about Voltron?
I mean, get that
Voltron.
Was Voltron too sci-fi?
Too boring.
Too space?
I don't know. It's just too, like, even today, it's too boring. Voltron's
even
boring.
Today.
I've tried watching it again. I've tried reliving it a little bit. I mean, He-Man's really bad now.
You can form the head.
That, but yeah.
Anyway. Oh, hey. Something I want to talk about real quick was since actually only Club PA members can listen to this podcast, I realize.
Don't share with anyone else.
Yeah, don't share it with anyone
this
else.
It's a secret.
That's like stealing, guys.
Oh, wow.
Go to a separate room now and listen to this.
Yes. Don't tell anyone what we're about to tell you. No, I realize this is actually a good way to communicate with Club PA members. So,
directly.
Yeah, so we've added the cover art for all the podcasts. We've added the staff podcast RSS feed. We are going to be pushing out our first sort of, it's not really a newsletter, but it's more of like, oh, hey, we're giving you some of this cool stuff.
Specific to Club PA.
Specific to Club PA members. That includes actually something we're kind of in, I know Livin and I are interested in, which is we're doing like a pizza party at the Penny Arcade offices and doing our ladder challenge day, and they get to spectate.
Pizza, how are we doing that? Are we just doing our normal ladder challenge?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pizza and ping pong.
So I was kind of thinking it might be cool to do a selective tournament.
Oh, I mean, we can
almost
still do like we did the Enforcers that time.
Yeah, more like let's say like like the Omega Knot, where you can opt in, and then a certain team of people will be, you know, randomly selected essentially out of the ones that choose to that they want to play.
It'll be pizza party against pizza us. Party so 2.0.
Yeah, that could be interesting, I guess.
That is interesting. I will see how many people want to. So we're going to send out a survey and essentially randomly draw people, just because we know that the building can't fit that many people. And, you know, we'll probably try to choose 50, 75 Club PA members, and we'll invite you over and give you a tour, and we'll have pizza and ping pong. And that'll happen, I think, sometime in. When did I say it was going to be?
I think you said mid-May.
Yeah, May.
All right. What else is going on? I think that was
PAX is a couple weeks out.
Yeah, Dave and I leave in 2 weeks. Soon.
Have you packed your rice cooker yet?
I've got it ready to go.
You're just gonna buy another one and then save that over there.
I think we're gonna actually buy a larger one. Dave disagrees with me, but I think that we need a larger rice cooker.
Why? Okay, what's the disadvantage to having a larger rice cooker, Dave?
They cost a lot of money.
They don't cost that much money. They're actually really cheap for what they do.
That, like $100 rice cooker that we have in the
kitchen? $100 is cheap for how cheap rice is and how much food you can make.
That's a really good rice cooker.
For
and it's expensive.
2 weeks.
Okay, but it's not 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks. And you're not there
for the rest
2 weeks.
Of your life.
You're like there 4 weeks. So it's a month's worth of food.
It's true.
Okay.
Do you want to
explain how important the rice cooker is for you and Dave at PAX? For people who don't know about the rice cooker.
Without the rice cooker, we eat nothing.
Yes. So you have to understand at PAX East, for those that have been to PAX East, you all know that the only food to eat is either at the center or at MJ O'Connor's. I cannot tell you how many turkey sandwiches I've eaten at MJ O'Connor's and how many
grilled cheese sandwiches
that Dave is.
Brave man.
Yeah, I mean, we're talking. There would be days where we'd eat it three times a day. And then a few years into PAX East, we're like, fuck this. We have to find out a better solution. And so I just Amazon Primed a rice cooker, and we just started eating rice, which it turns out is an amazing source of calories. And so during the show, we will run back to the room and just shove rice into our mouth and then run back. And you know what? We can eat like a 2,500 calorie diet doing this, and it tastes, there's no taste to it. You know, we'll have like some teriyaki sauce or something.
It's
there's
filling.
Nothing to get sick of.
Yeah.
What?
There's nothing to get sick of. And we will just shove it in our mouth and then run back to the show. And literally a meal will take 2 minutes. And when you've got a rice cooker and, you know, you've got a nice rice cooker, like it keeps for, you know, 36 hours. And but the problem is that with the rice cooker that we have, it was only a 3-scoop a 3-cup rice cooker. It only fed you and I for one meal. So every time we would have to eat it and then remake another pot, put it, and then, you know, 3 hours later come back for the next meal. It was just a pain in the ass. So I think we just get like an 11-cup motherfucker and just have it there for like all the entirety of PAX. Like, I've kept rice in, you know, one of those the Zojirushis in for like 3 days.
But that's when you were a young man.
Those are amazing.
That was
cookers.
This week. When I was sick last week.
Because rice does go bad.
No, it doesn't. Not in this.
It doesn't really go bad. It's just not tender.
Just throw a little water in there. It'll be fine. You know, in these rice cookers, that you can bake pretty much anything in there. Like, you can make, like,
oh,
bread.
I've done it.
Dude, I want to hear this. What have you made
chicken,
in there?
Chicken stir fry.
What? Yeah. It's right there on the box.
What else?
You can make jam.
You can. Well, I mean, you can make oatmeal and shit like that.
There's like a pound cake recipe too.
Yeah, there's cake.
We still need to try that. We promised ourselves that we would make one of these cakes.
You know what? We'll make a cake
in our brand new massive rice cooker.
An enormous cake.
You can set an alarm to make it start. So like in the morning, or at night, I'll put like oatmeal in there. Then have it wake me up because you know it sings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you have a Zojiushi as well?
Yeah.
Is that your alarm clock?
It's awesome. It's a nice alarm clock.
You can smell the oatmeal too.
That's true.
That's a good idea.
That's pretty clever.
But I mean, have you guys considered like bars, like protein bars?
Yeah, we've done all those things.
Yeah, but those have a lot of extra like sugar and stuff.
Yeah,
I
guess it depends
on
what you get. Depends on what you get.
But yeah, it's not hot. Like, honestly, a warm meal.
Yes.
I cannot understate
hot
like,
pocket.
How important it is. But where do you make the hot pocket? You throw it in the rice cooker.
There's a recipe for that.
We're in a hotel room, right?
You have a microwave in there, don't you?
Surprised you haven't gotten like a crate of MREs,
I mean,
you know?
You can buy a microwave.
Just tear the thing and it heats up.
That's probably cheaper than that rice cooker.
I don't think
so. A microwave?
No.
Yeah, dude.
Microwaves don't make rice,
cheap,
though.
They do. They make microwavable rice.
Yeah, I think you got to get the little...
Clearly, Levin, expense is not the issue.
Way more expensive that
I am happy with the rice solution. I don't want to change.
Yeah, it's awesome. Now
well,
it's
I mean,
really
now
about
you can toss other stuff in there
kind of
with the rice and cook it.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Wait, what?
You can toss other stuff in there with the rice and cook it.
Why?
But then you'd have to clean it.
Well, you have to clean it anyway.
No, it's super easy. You just wash it out.
I'll tell you what, we'll throw in some tofu or some soybeans or something.
Try it.
Pineapple.
Whatever. Ooh, pineapple. I like pineapple. Robert's making a face. For those of you listening, it looks like this.
It looks like the third panel of today's comic.
Today's comic is really amazing.
What's today? So that we have reference.
Oh.
March 14th.
Yeah.
Comic, third panel.
Starring Robert Koo.
So.
In the face that
he
makes
made it right now.
For everybody.
So. Yeah, like, so, okay, so who here, of the six of us here, like, who has been in a comic?
Raising my hand right now.
I know Kiko has. I know Faylor has. I have.
David has not. Josh has not.
I feel like, well, he's just a caricature in real life, so it feels
like. Yeah.
Like,
why haven't you been in a comic?
I don't know. I'm so entertaining. I don't know why I'm not been in a comic.
I've been trying my hardest for the past, how many years have you been here?
A million.
But yeah, like, when a comic pops up, with you in it, like, I don't know about you, but everyone comes out of the woodwork to like let me know.
Yeah,
does this happen to you guys?
No,
well, it only happened
it's like,
once
hey,
or
did
twice.
You know
I'm like,
you're on Penny Arcade.
I'm like a foil now.
Yeah,
I'm not like Kiko.
You're a guy. That's
I'm just
there.
A guy
that's
in there. I
that's
think
that's pretty accurate, though. I'm just kidding.
He got you.
Yeah, no,
it's perfect.
It is a very good representation of the look I gave Mike when he told me that and we had that conversation.
While he was still, or no, while he was showing you.
He was showing me his level, his Thornwatch level, and...
Level would be a stretch,
oh
I think.
God, it's
scene.
Perfect.
It's more of like a 30-second...
Storyboard.
Storyboard.
Yes.
That's brilliant.
Anyway... No, but everyone comes out of the woodwork to tell me, he's like, hey, do you know you're in Penny Arcade? And like, I get all these like,
yeah. Really?
Who are these people?
I get all these like texts and messages this morning. I'm like,
dude, there's this comic. You're totally in it.
I'm
check
like,
it out.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
It's on the internet.
Yeah.
This guy in this comic looks just like you.
Yes, now I know.
So how do you feel about your current representation
well,
of the
I don't
comic
know.
Because
so,
it's been there's been conflict in the past about how he's drawn you.
Oh, really? I don't know why my head looks like a watermelon.
Like the way he draws it.
Yeah,
like,
but like, is my head a round head?
Yeah.
Is it?
It looks more round when your hair's shorter.
Yeah.
I think you're personally. I've never noticed your head was that weird of a shape. Not in realize.
Now you can't see it.
So, like, so
I think you're just
we've all
being
been too polite to
it.
Say it, but now Josh has. So
it's just an oval.
It just looks like a head in a comic. They're all weird shapes.
It looks like a lemon head, man. Are you kidding
to
me?
To you, this? Yes.
I've,
you
I've
are obviously
my
sensitive
head.
About
it's
the shape of your head.
It's cartooning. They have to accentuate.
Yeah.
It's a caricature. It's like he would draw me with a friggin' shark fin for hair.
Look at your hair!
Well, I guess there you go.
Is that what you're trying to tell me?
Lemon head.
Hey, if I can have a shark fin, you can have a funny-shaped head.
Anyway. I don't even know how they would drop me. Just I'd probably be very characterized.
Yeah, no. I don't know. I mean,
it's really mad.
I'd be
just
very
be
handsome.
The dude from Up, man.
No, no, we all agree that you look like Carl from Up.
That's true.
No.
When yeah, you used to have your big, true. When you used to have your glasses.
I still have them.
I cried for you in that movie.
You were.
I
awesome
cried for me too.
You were awesome.
God
damn
so, Josh.
Has anyone else played Project Spark?
Mm-mm.
I wanted more information.
It's
on it.
Like
it sounds interesting.
It's really difficult to not play Titanfall right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I would imagine that they were thinking that it would have been safe to launch within the same window.
Just a beta.
Thinking that, oh yeah, you know, this is really for kids, this is for, you know, parents. But yeah, I don't know how accurate that actually is. And I know our group is a little different where clearly we have parents that are also hardcore FPS fans. So I question whether or not, you know, how impactful the conflicting launch dates is on Spark. Clearly it's probably not making much of a dent on Titanfall.
I would be surprised because I know Mike has stories about handing the controller back and forth with Gabe when Halo was out.
Yeah. Anything else we want to talk about?
Let's talk about Josh's huge wallet.
Yeah, his Costanza wallet.
His brick in his
wait
pants.
Wait a minute. So, wait, we're talking about wallets?
Sorry, yeah.
They just got
we just got a Levin and I got our Kickstarter thin wallets.
All right, wait, hold on. Where's your thick wallet?
I it's wanna, like 3 inches thick.
I want to show you guys something.
Well, watch all out.
Right. Watch out. You almost got hit.
Hold on for a second. Jeff, can you come here for a second?
Oh, no.
This is great podcast.
Wallet shaming.
Right.
No.
No, we're not talking about Titanfall.
Anymore.
I want to see your wallet.
It's not even wallet shaped anymore.
Come on.
He's
we're comparing.
It. He doesn't care.
Jeez. We got a challenger.
That's like 50 cards.
Why do you have
what
so many cards?
What the fuck like, is this?
Someone needs to take a photograph
of
this.
That's a Big Mac.
All right.
The people at home will not
all right.
understand,
we'll
but I got more layers in there too, it looks like, or something.
Oh, my God.
What the hell is going on with your wallet?
Just, every time I take something out of it, I need a
you put something
that is
else
a weapon.
In.
Yeah.
That is
you could
dumb.
Kill a man with that.
You should just buy a fanny pack.
It's backlit.
Wait, we should also hold up ours. So
yeah.
In person.
Every time I take something out of it, I find the next day I
here,
need it.
Here, just put this one next to
and
Jeff.
So I just never take anything out of it.
It looks like a little family.
All right, so in this photo that Kiko will tweet.
So,
Oh no!
All right,
Robert's just dropping
the cards,
just
spilling out like entrails.
There are cards everywhere.
Okay, that means,
how do you?
That's a problem, Jeff.
I actually did have it organized in such a way that I knew what everything was.
I'm sorry. Can you put, put it back?
Put it back so we can take a photo.
Josh, what?
Yeah,
just shove him in there.
Gosh,
no,
this
goes against
random
God.
Shit that I
you're a hoarder. Can't.
You don't even know.
In there.
Every time I took something out, I would need it.
That's not true.
Yeah.
Gift card. It's worth
that even
oh my Lord. Jeff. You're hurting your back.
All right.
Wallet herder.
Okay. So.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good
there
one.
Go.
Is this your other? Is that your wallet?
That's my wallet, yeah.
All right.
Yours isn't even.
So like Levin's is in the middle.
Yeah.
Josh is on the right, and
no,
Jeff's
I mean,
on the left.
You have it so packed that it's like this, like it's like.
I'll be tweeting this photo when the podcast is released. My Twitter handle is thekiko, thekiko.
Good Lord.
So the thing is that Josh actually sits with it in his back pocket. I don't see how that's possible.
It can't fit in your back pocket, Jeff. That's why.
Yeah, sometimes it hurts. I had to take it out on long car trips because my leg goes numb.
Okay, that's an indicator. Josh,
that is telling you. So your body is telling you something.
I asked him. I was like, "What do you have in there?" He's like, "I don't know."
That's the problem.
Well, I know I don't need some of the stuff, like my replay card from GameWorks.
What you need to do is what I did. What you need to do, Josh, look at me. Look at me. Buy one of these wallets, and then that will train you. That's how I did it.
Yeah.
I'll need two of those
wallets.
It's
super easy.
One for each pocket. Hey, I can do that.
Super easy.
That's better, actually.
It's incredibly easy to fix the issue that you have now if you just buy a wallet.
All right, is there anything else that we want to talk about? If not, let's shut it down. If there are any topics you want to hear us discuss, go ahead and send an email to podcast@penny-arcade.com.